السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها، لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا ابن آدم تفرغ لعبادتي أملأ صدرك غنا وأسد فقرك، وإن لم تفعل ملأت صدرك شغلا ولم أسد فقرك. رواه الترمذي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. The ayat of the Holy Quran which I have recited is from Surah Taha, ayat number 138, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 132, in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must command your household to establish salah. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And you also by yourself should be steadfast and firm and regular on your salah. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. Allah Ta'ala says, we are not asking from you any sustenance, any risk. In fact, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. We are providing risk to you. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. And the ending result is for those who adopt taqwa in piety, meaning good ending. Now, ulama explain in this one verse of Surah Taha, the verse number 132, there are four subjects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed. There are four topics. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the ummah till the yawmul qiyamah. A person who is in charge of the family, head of the family, for example, father or husband, this is his responsibility. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. That it is your duty, it is your responsibility that you must command by force to those who are under your control. Father, all the kids, daughters and sons are under his control. Wife, husband is الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. So it is incumbent, it is the duty, it is the responsibility that he must remind. And amr in Arabic terms is for command, by force. Wa'mur. That by force you must make sure, not only verbal service that, oh, I tell him, I reminded him, he's okay now, it's up to him, he's waking up for Fajr or not. I did my job. I shake him up, I call him one time, and that's it. No, is not sufficient. According to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make sure that you must tell your household, those relatives who are under your control, that they must establish salah. And wastabir alayha, you also should be steadfast. Because this is the psychology If I am telling someone to do something good and I am not doing myself, so my words will have no value, because my words are against of my action. I am telling my wife, oh, wake up and pray Salah while I am sleeping. So this my lip service will have no effect. First of all, I have to wake up. I have to leave my bed. I have to leave my house and come to the masjid. Then only, okay, when they see, oh, he is determined, he is serious, he woke up, he broke his sleep, let me also do it. So our actions are more powerful than our words. Our words have no effect until we do the same thing. Wastabir alayha. Allah Ta'ala said, not only lip service, that you just advise your household to perform salat, establish salat. No. You are a practical example. You have to display your example that, oh, I am wake up, I am praying my salat, now you pray. Then it will have effect. Right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's why ulama explained that when this verse was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for further time especially, he used to go from his house and used to go to the house of Hazrat Fatima, beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he used to knock the door and used to say, As-sala, as-sala. Now ulama explained, why is it necessary for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go to his daughter's house, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha? Because it was well known, all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and especially Ahlul Bayt, the family of Mubarak family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were very practical. They used to wake up very early, sometime midnight, and they used to perform their tahajjud salah. The Ahl Bayt, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, were very punctual for tahajjud salah from the beginning. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that my Fatima is not on the bed. My son-in-law Hazrat Ali is not on the bed. They already left the bed in midnight. And I am sure they must be busy praying salah or engaged in zikrullah. For sure. They were not sleeping. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to knock the door and used to say as-salah, as-salah. Why? To practice on this verse of the Holy Quran. That Allah Ta'ala has commanded me directly, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. So I have to practically work on it. Although I know my family members are awake, but this is my duty to make sure and go and knock the door. So my brothers and sisters, this is a great lesson for us. How much are we practical for salah, first of all, in general, and how much we are taking care of our family members. Remember, my brothers, in Islam, it is not only yourself. In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us an extra responsibility, extra duty, and that is to take care of our household. We are responsible and answerable on the Yawmul Qiyamah. Kullukum ra'in, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in one of the hadith, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each and every one of you is like a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. On the Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah is going to question us. It's not sufficient that I pray my 5 times salah and I am okay. No. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Tahrim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. وقودها الناس والحجارة. Oh, who you believe? Addressing to the believers. Save yourself, not only yourself, but your family as well from the fire of Jahannam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to protect ourselves as well as our family members from the hellfire, and how are we going to protect ourselves and our family members from the hellfire? By putting them onto the right path, making sure that they are practicing Islam, they are obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if I am practical and my wife is not praying, I am responsible for that and answerable on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. If my children are not practicing Islam, they are not coming to the masjid, I am responsible. I will be questionable on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyati. So my brothers, it's not only sufficient that I must come to the masjid, I should come to the masjid, because this is our fundamental right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned what is the haq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The haq and right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is our Khaliq, Allah is our Malik, Allah is our Razzaq, so He has the right upon us. And right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost is to obey Him, to worship Him alone. And that was the only reason of our creation. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ عِبَادَةً. And that's why in the next phrase Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We are not asking from you any risk, any sustenance. Now, what is the background of this ayah? That in olden days, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in ayyami jahiliya, in the days of ignorance, there was a culture in Saudi Arabia that rich people used to purchase the servants, ghulam, you know, and slaves, and male and female. And the female slaves used to do household work at the home, cleaning, you know, cooking, etc., etc. As a male servants and slaves, their responsibility used to be, they should wake up early morning, they go to the bazaar, market, work hard whole day, or go to the farm and work at the farm. And in the evening, they must bring some money, dinar or dirham, whatever they earn during the day, and must hand it over to his malik and his boss. That's why they used to purchase the slaves. Like a person have 3-4 taxis, he's giving for rent, and at the end of the week or end of the day, they're bringing the money. They're using the taxi, you're getting some money, but there is some portion of the owner in there. So that's how they used to utilize the servants and slaves to earn the money for them. So servant cannot sleep till sunrise. He has to wake up early, and he used to go and work hard in the market, wherever labor job or in the farm, whole day. And whatever he earns at the end of the day is not his money, because he is slave. He has no right to utilize or use his hard-earning income. He is slave. Abd. And in Arabic terms, the slave means abd. Right? So his owner, his malik, has all the rights to get all the money and income, whatever he earns during the day. And that is his job, his responsibility. As abd, as the slave. In that context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, La nas'aluka rizqa. We are not asking you, I am a malik, the real malik, we are all ibadullah, isn't it? We all ibadullah, we all are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Khaliq, our Malik is who? Our Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and He has all the right, authority, power upon us. We are makhluk, we are creation, we have no right. Right? So our Malik is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He would make compulsory upon us that just sit down on the musalla, just stand on the musalla and pray for me 24/7. We were makhluk. We couldn't walk. We couldn't sleep. But Allah is merciful. He's saying the way in society, the all the ibad, all the servants and slaves are working very hard whole day and bringing the money to the owner, to the Malik at the end of the day. I am not asking you people for that money. La nas'aluka rizqa. Nahnu narzukuk. In fact, we are providing you the risk and sustenance. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Allah Ta'ala knows every creature who is moving on the surface of the earth, not only human being. Billions and trillions of makhluk, they have no factories, no work, no ability, no education. They are not working. Animals and birds and insects. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing them the risk in their place. Inna Allahu ar-Razzaqu dhul quwwati al-matin. Wa bis-samaa'i rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. Several ayat, my brothers. So real risk and sustenance coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, don't worry, because most of the prayers, unfortunately, we are missing. We don't have time for Zuhar, we don't have time for Asr. Why? We are busy at job. Some of the people don't come for Juma. I say, why? My boss is not giving me off. I am stuck. I have to work hard. Otherwise, I will lose my job. This is not excuse, my brothers. Ulama said, if you make a deal with your boss or your supervisor on the Friday, please give me 1 hour off, and you can cut off and deduct that money from my salary. Or I will work 1 hour extra on Friday. If you make a deal like this, people are flexible. You have right to practice your religion. But this is the lacking from our side. We don't have value of Friday. We don't have value of Salatul Jummah. That's why this is the excuse we are putting forward. So we're not coming for masjid. Why? Because we are busy. Maghrib, we are stuck in the traffic. Isha, we are very tired. Whole day we work. No time for masjid. Fajr Salat, I am running back to the job. I have to be on the road. Unfortunately, this is the scenario. What Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and this is Hadith Qudsi. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yaqulullah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Ya Ibn Adam, Tafarrag li'ibadati. O insan, O human being, make yourself farigh, available for my prayer. And Allah doesn't say 24/7 you should be on musalla. On the time prescribed, whatever time prescribed for salat, leave the work and just pray your salat 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes maximum. Then continue your work. Allah says, tafarrag li ibadati. So he said, tafarrag li ibadati. Amlaw sadraka ghinan. I will fill your heart with istighna. You won't have worry of the sustenance. I will increase your risk. Wa asaddu faqra. And I will close your poverty. You won't have the fikr and concern that you will be poor. You won't be able to pay your bills. At the end of the month, how I'm going to provide all these things? No. Allah is going to take care of everything. Why? Because you made your time available, farigh, for His prayer. If you fulfill His right, He will take care of everything of your dunya.
In the other hand, وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, and this is your choice. Allah, if Allah would, you know, happen that every Fajr, He would appoint an angel to every house, and that person who is sleeping after Muazzin say, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, that now is Salat is better for sleeping, and is still not waking up, the angel will slap him every morning. What will happen? Masajid will be full. But Allah is not doing that. Allah is giving you a chance. It's your choice. You still sleep after Salatu Khairu Minan Naum. This is the extra word added in Fajr Salat. As-salatu khairu minan naum is not for Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, only for Fajr. Why? Because people are sleeping that time. So waking them up, this extra word, Muazzin saying every single day. And person is still sleeping. And if an angel was appointed there, he wouldn't be able to sleep there. Right? But Allah has given you choice. Today you have choice, is your decision, whether you come to the masjid, you don't come. But Yawmul Qiyamah, you will be answered with the first question on the Yawmul Qiyamah with regard to the Salah. Right? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you don't come, if you still continue, مَلَأْتُ صَدْرَكَ شُغْلًا, and this is exactly happening, 99% of the population, Muslim population, they are so occupied, so busy with all the mashagil, all the worldly things and affairs, they don't have time. Walam asud the fakrak, after doing double jobs, after, you know, sacrificing so many things, they are still poor. They are still crying. They are still not satisfied. They are still not content. Why? Allah's mercy is not there. There is no barakah in their business. There is no barakah in their money, in their earning. Their life is miserable, full of problems, physical problems, tension, worry, concern, mortgage, this and that. Why? Because they missed the point. They should come to the salah. You know, bow down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do your job. Do the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your life full of, you know, peace and tranquility. But first step we have to take, we have to come forward. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand. Wa akhtu amin.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.